That's fine. I just want to know if we're ready for staff, right?
Yes.
All right. I will call the public hearing to order, and for the record, we are starting a little bit late because of the electrical power outage, so it is 6:38. Not bad. Thank you to staff for doing all the arrangements, and thank you for the public for allowing us to start a little late here. I am supposed to read into the record. Let the record show those committee members in attendance and those excused. Let the record show that this meeting is called in compliance with requirements of the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law, proper notice having been published as required by law. The decisions of the Committee on Petitions for Rezone and Conditional Use Applications are recommendations made to the full county board for final action at the board's next monthly meeting. Applications for special exception permits are approved by this committee at tonight's hearing. The procedures for this hearing will be as follows. Each item will be read into the record, then the applicant or the applicant's representative will come forward. Is that where they're coming forward to?
Yes.
No. Coming forward to this table then. Those persons who wish to speak in, oops, and give their remarks. My apologies. Those persons wishing to speak in favor of the item will then be asked to also come forward to the podium, which is the chair table there, one at a time. Those persons speaking must speak. There's no microphone. Well, we'll ask you to speak clearly, giving your name and address for the record before beginning their remarks. When there are no further comments in favor, those persons opposed to the petition will be allowed to speak in the same manner. If your remarks are a repetition of something already stated, you may still come forward, clearly give your name and address for the record, and simply state you are in favor or opposed for the same reasons. With that, let's read the first one into the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first item tonight is a zoning petition, petition number 1910. This is a petition for amendment of the La Crosse County Zoning Ordinance to the County Board of La Crosse County. The undersigned hereby petitions the County Board to amend the zoning ordinance for La Crosse County as follows. To rezone from the Exclusive Agriculture District to the Agriculture District A the following described lands. This is part of the northeast quarter of the northeast quarter in section 14, township 16 north, range 6 west in the town of Hamilton, further described as tax parcel 7-3333-0. This is approximately a 1.43 acre parcel. This petition was dated the 6th day of September 2012, signed by Terrence Herbst, west 5602 Stone Hill Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Is the applicant here? You would come up to the table then, please. We'll just do one at a time. And again, if you'd state your name and your address for the record.
Terrence Herbst, H-E-R-B, as in boy, S-T, W-5602, Stonehill Road, La Crosse, 54601.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We asked for the rezoning. It's a very small parcel by other Ag area, and we would like to build a agricultural personal use type building. We strictly use that area for a garden area, and we have two tractors and a bunch of attachments for the to use on that little bit of land. It's never been plowed that under that we know of since we've owned it, and that's since I think 1998.
We're trying to get it up on the map up there. So you have 1.43 acres that you are gardening.
Correct. Well, not all of it, but...
Right. Indeed. Thank you.
There's the right
one. Yep. All right. Okay, if that is your statement, then I'll open up for questions from the committee.
Yes.
Committee, any questions? Supervisor Holtz.
You've had the garden for quite a few years.
Yes.
But you have never had a building on it.
No.
Do the neighbors, I saw there's a couple houses not too far from there. Are they familiar with what you're doing?
Correct. No. Mr. Mottowell never showed up at the meeting. And then the other person down here showed up at the township meeting and asked a few questions and then never said no, IA or no about it. Then the other one would be Sir Ryan, and he's not against it either.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Does the staff have any questions?
Mr. Herbst, have you been to the town?
Yes, we've been to the town. The town was supposed to have sent a letter here already. That's why we started September 6th, and then it got talked about with zoning, and that we needed to go back to the town, because the town had already passed it, but then Charlie Handy said something about the comprehensive plan, that they had to do something with that. That's why it got delayed in getting to this committee.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it then, Mr. Staff?
Yep.
All right, thank you. You can go ahead and sit down. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Last call. Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the hearing portion. Mr. Sampson.
Madam Chair, we have two pieces of correspondence. Actually, one's in the form of minutes received October 26, 2012, from Town of Hamilton Clerk Sarah Schultz. It states, zoning and variance request. Another zoning request was made by Terry and Steve Herbst for property located on the Pleasant Valley Road in West Salem. They met and discussed their plans with the Planning Resource and Development Committee on Monday, June 11. They proposed to change zoning from exclusive agriculture to Agriculture A and also place a deed restriction on the property so there could never be residents on the property. Ebert moved to approve their request and Galbraith seconded. Motion was carried. We also received a letter from Clerk Schultz, dated and received July 5th, 2012, as an email attachment to who it may concern, and this is regarding their town board meeting. Finally, Steve and Terry Herbst met with the Planning Resource and Development Committee on Monday, June 11th, 2012. They requested a zoning change on property located on Pleasant Valley Road. The committee approved the property to be changed from exclusive agriculture to Agriculture A. At the monthly board meeting held on June 12, 2012, Supervisor Ebert motioned to approve this request, and Supervisor Galbraith seconded. Motion was carried. No further correspondence.
Okay, go ahead.
Staff recommendation. Order a little bit here is to approve. The town has found this petition to be consistent with their comprehensive plan, allowing for post-frame type buildings consistent with the agricultural setting. Staff recommendation approval subject to three conditions: no further subdivision of this parcel, residential use of the lot is not allowed, and number three, these conditions may only be amended or lifted by the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors.
First of all, does the applicant understand the conditions?
Yes, I understand. I thought this was that we could not live in the building that we are building. I didn't know about anything else. We will live with those.
Okay. Thank you. Committee.
Move to approve with the three conditions.
Motion by Holt, seconded by Weirs to approve with the three conditions. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously. It will be reported to the county board. Okay.